The congregation, we announce yet the forthcoming marriage of Matthew Kirchhoff and Kirsten Nieuwenhuizen. Lawful objections should be submitted to the clerk. And also the little girl last week that we mentioned in the bulletin was not Lydia, but Lia Verhoef. Our apologies. Let us now try to pray. All-knowing, all-sufficient, almighty God of the heavens and of the earth. It is in the morning of this Sabbath day that thy hand has brought us together. Thou hast given yet hitherto what is needed. O, do supply also in the remainder of this hour and this day what is to thy honor, to the edifying of thy people, to the conversion of sinners. Thou art faithful, and thou art also mindful of our human frailty. Thou knowest that thou canst expect nothing from man, who is but dust and ashes, who has no strength in himself. But, O Lord, thou art full of kind compassion, ever faithful and ever true. May we then be given, as we have sung together, unto the Lord our eyes we raise, until his mercy he displays. From whom else, Lord, can we expect it? To whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Thou hast grace everlasting. Thou hast mercy in abundance. Lord, look upon us. Give us yet to have thy honor in view, that thou wouldest remember thy covenant, that thou wouldest also regard the flock, including those that visit, those also that listen from near and far. Travelers we are on the way to eternity. But on what way do we travel? Lord, that should be our great concern. May we hear it in this morning. May it be uncovered unto us. And oh, if there are those, and we fear there are so many of them, walking still for their own account, may they then be given to consider that question, what is thy life? It is even a vapor. It comes and it disappears. It is but for a while. Oh, therefore, that holy hastening may be born in the heart. Uncover, Lord, that we are on the way by nature to hell, to that awful place of damnation, never to end anymore. But then also that in this morning we would come to know not only our misery and the cause of it, but that we may receive something for the first time, or by renewal, or in further leadings of what that man taken with the palsy did receive. Oh, he ended up being brought to thy feet, O blessed Jesus. No better place can there be found. No lower place is necessary. And with his helplessness, he could not go away from thee anymore. Oh, that blessed place where sinners are brought and never put to shame, that blessed place to wait for thee, to wait for thee and to look up unto thee. Lord, and the begging in the heart is in agreement with thee, that thy honor may yet prevail and that mercy may be shown. Lord, look upon the whole congregation. Convert children, young ones, very little ones, but also others, when life occupies, work absorbs. There are so many things, and Lord, so many detractions oftentimes. For the world promises much. The devil is a kind promiser and never a fulfiller, for it is but bitterness and death that it bears. But oh, that we would not be drawn away so much by all that is around us and, alas, that is within us, but give us to seek thee above all else. First thy kingdom, thy righteousness, and all those other things shall be added unto us. Be with those in whose heart thou hast given an halt, and they do not know how to proceed further. The world has become death. Sin has become so evil, a grievous burden, that awful guilt, not knowing how it has to go further in their life. Lord, there is a people unto whom thou hast shown mercy, and yet no solution for their soul. Times that they were given to believe it, times that they could also believe that it was for them, there was some hope born. Perhaps even a door was opened in the valley of Achor. Oh, but how must it go further? Lord, apply thy word. Make it true. Give unto the beggars yet, that the empty beggar's hand may be filled, for the poor shall be satisfied, and the afflicted shall receive mercy. The needy shall not be forgotten, and those who are blind, their eyes shall be opened, lepers shall be cleansed. Oh, all those that wait on thee shall never be put to shame. Lord, remember us then. Be with thy people. Thou knowest how it is in their life. Instead of from strength to strength and soon to arrive in Zion, it becomes lamentation, complaints about themselves, weakness, more sin, more evil, more trouble. Lord, look upon us then in mercy and give grace. Remember us, Lord, in all the circumstances. Be with Isaiah over the length and breadth of this earth. Regard young and old, great and small. Lord, save us for eternity. Be with thy servants true and tried, anointed, Lord, and thou shalt take care. Give them to enter into the truth. Wilt thou provide? Lord, wilt thou also then work among Jew and Gentile. Be with those who labor there, strengthen, sustain, and teach. For how shall the blind lead the blind in a way that they know not? Lord, thou art able, and we are not. But wilt thou now grant also that those who labor in vacant places may receive thy help and mercy? Lord, look upon us in all the circumstances, the sick, the ailing, those that grieve, those that are burdened. also one who has moved into a home of care, visit her with thy salvation as her strength declines, and the moment shall draw near that she will appear before thee. Lord, have regard unto us. If we forget anything, and Lord, that is so likely, but wilt thou not forget it? Be with us in this morning. Thou knowest all things. Oh, wilt thou provide and show once more, Lord, that thy way is the best way, that thy strength alone is made perfect in our weakness, and then it shall prove to be true. My grace is sufficient for thee. Lord, help us hitherto, but wilt thou now give also further the continuation for thy name's sake, thy covenant's sake, for thy honor. O Lord, that we may lay it before thee. For Jesus' sake. Amen.